right, well, you guys are on with Nick and Ed, our weekly podcast. Congratulations. Welcome to the Logic Cast, episode number, what is it, four now? Episode number four.
Episode.
Why are you wearing that mitt, can I ask? Oh, by the way, that intro music was by Travis Morgan.
It's called Hernan Was.
It's actually called Her Name Was.
It was commissioned by the Mexican restaurant.
Hernan Was. Anyway,
he interpreted it wrong.
Hit up at Michael Kors on Twitter, and go check out his music. He's pretty damn good, local artist. He's gonna get on the radio soon. I can feel it.
We know it. We're gonna pull some strings. Me and Nick are gonna pull some strings.
Yeah, I mean, we have projects. Me and him have projects.
No, but we're gonna pull some strings to get him on the radio.
Yeah, we know the people.
We know people.
My knees are really warm.
Then know people. I'm wearing one of those outdoor rain gloves.
That's weird.
Hernan Was.
Skeeter gone. Okay, so. First of all, it is Thursday. That means it's
TBT, folks.
Spell it for me.
That means it's Spell It For Me Day. So, Ed, your word
I
is
hate this day.
Sagittarius.
Spell it for me,
please. Spell it for me.
Sagittarius.
Spell it for me.
Not...
Please spell it for me.
Sagittarius.
It can be pronounced both ways.
Okay.
Uh huh.
Sagittarius, you want me to
spell? Sagittarius or Sagittarius, one of the two.
S-A-G.
Correct.
A-T. Is there an E or an A? Anyways.
Finish it. Kurt, finish it. Okay, restart. A-R-I-U-S. Just restart it. Just
A-R-I-U-S.
Okay, so restart because I lost track of where you were.
S-A-G.
Yeah.
A-T-A-R-I-U-S.
Why do you want to do the hard class? It's an E.
I don't know.
Sagittarius, correct spelling.
It's okay, folks. It's okay, folks. He pronounced it wrong, so.
Actually, I don't even know if this is how you spell it. I'm just
guessing.
Maybe
if you went to Brooks. See, you just. Folks, he writes down the letter.
No, no.
He writes down the word. He does know how to spell and gets me to spell it for him, which he doesn't even know if it's an answer or not. Give me the damn paper.
I'm trying to get you to spell it for me.
Spell it for me.
From. My brain. I'm trying to get you to
testing,
do that.
Testing, folks. Is my mic on?
You gotta click the little cable in.
Where is it? There. Hello, folks.
There, you're good. You're back on now.
Folk?
Yeah, you're good.
No, I still don't hear myself. Nope, okay, I'm back.
There. You're there.
I don't think I was there the whole time, though.
You were there the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I'll do the little professional studio thing you do. Nah, I don't do that shit.
Nah, you don't do that shit, huh?
I'm not no freaking 50
okay,
cent.
Okay, the correct spelling of Sagittarius is F-A-G-E-T-A-R-I-U-S. Bam. Din, 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 din. I just wanted an excuse to hit that. I love that. Bam. Din, 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 din. It's the best thing. One thing I realized, it was an ugly ass day out. It was not a good day today.
No, and it was not a good day for other reasons, but we're not going to touch on them.
No, it's okay.
Because you don't.
No.
Well, no,
fine.
We're not touching on it.
No, we're not going to touch on it. But it's an ugly day out.
It's a touchy subject.
It's kind of day that made me just want to curl, you know, curl up with a movie. Huh?
You just want
to. I just wanted to snuggle
in the corner is what I want to curl up in. Yeah, ball in the corner is
and
what
take,
Nick wants
like,
to curl.
Take a nice bath or something. Like I don't know. Like playing.
No, what the
heck? I'm just assuming things. So we're gonna start a new segment today. It's called Realizations in the Shower.
When was this ever happen? I just found out about this.
You just heard now. I came up with it a few minutes ago.
I guess so.
So today in the shower.
Wait, what's it called?
Realizations in the Shower with
okay,
Nick.
Okay, I think.
So
I've had
I cut
a couple.
All my hair off basically.
I think I've had one of those before though. Okay.
Okay. Anyway. So all my hair got cut off. I went to the hairdresser. I got my hair cut. Then you know how all the little hairs all get stuck to you?
Oh, worse.
It's the worst feeling. So I went home, took a shower. I get in the shower and like on my chest, there's like a lot of hair. And I got excited.
Like sharp?
What?
Can it like kill you? Hair?
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, hold on. Let me finish. I saw all this hair on my chest.
Mm-hmm.
I got so excited because I was like, finally, I'm a man. And then I turn on the shower and like 90% of it's gone. That was Nick's realization in the shower today.
Oh, folks, am I back?
You're still there.
Okay.
You've always been here. I don't know why you have so paranoia. Hold on. I'll turn you up a bit.
I'm there, folks. Oh, wow. I'm finally back.
You're back.
I thought it was gone all
back, man. Think back to the basics. It's going faithy.
When I snap at you. Okay.
Anything you wanted to talk about? Oh, that's a vibration. Hello.
It is TBT today, folks. Throwback Thursday.
That's correct. It is Throwback Thursday. But what's our throwback? We didn't decide.
We decided already. I thought what it was it? The Brian Gill.
Oh, this
is a bad story, folks.
Okay, so am I telling it? Are you telling it? Are
you I'll tell half of it. You can tell the next half.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so basically, it's story.
I should start it because it's my kind of life, right?
Okay.
And then you give your point of view on what happened.
Okay, okay.
So I'll give my side and you give your side.
Okay, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, I went to one elementary school in grade one and two.
One?
One and two, and kindergarten in the same one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was moving houses. So my parents enrolled me in another school closer to where my new house was going to be. We ended
which
up
is
not,
this house?
Which is, no, another house. But we ended up not buying it.
Oh, thank God.
Because the legendary Ted Tokarek found out that there was a problem.
Oh.
The house inspector, Ted, our friend Jimmy's dad, found a problem in the base in like the basement where the water was coming in or something. It was bad anyway. So we didn't end up getting that house. We got another one, which was outside of the school I'd been transferred to's boundary. But I couldn't like it was stupid for me to move before the end of like the first term or whatever, I forget. So I was stuck at Stittsville Public. I was stuck there in grade 3 for 3 months, a new school. I was kind of a loser. I was a big loser. And so I didn't really have any friends. I had like the Lord of the Rings crew, but other than them, we played.
I don't know them.
I know you weren't in. It was French immersion.
French immersion.
Anyway, so one day, I'm out.
Let me start telling the
story.
Okay,
now it's yours. So that. Kay. So let's just let me set it up. So one day I go for recess, and
because you're at the school.
Yeah, because I'm at the school.
Public school.
And Ed'll tell the rest.
Okay, so basically he forgot to mention the stories, like the deciding moment how we first met. Well, not really, because we were on this hockey team before, but
yeah, but we
it
haven't
was funny
seen
as hell,
other.
And. We yeah, in like a year.
And this is our moment of reconnection.
Anyways, we're at recess, and I see Nick. I'm like, what the hell? You go to the school. Apparently, he's already been here for like 3 months, but I never saw him till this day.
Because I was in French, and I was always in trouble.
Okay. And this is literally the first day I've seen him. And we're hanging out at recess. Anyways, we're on the soccer field, and the soccer ball comes flying and hits him right in the head.
That did happen.
Yeah,
wait, who kicked it, though?
Brian Gill.
And this is what Brian said before the fact that he kicked it.
If you tell anybody about our little secret, I'll kill your dog.
And it was taken out of context because we didn't really have a secret.
No,
he
never.
He just said, let's play soccer, and then he uttered the phrase, if you tell anybody about our little
secret.
And then
basically he kicked the soccer ball in Nick's head, which is really weird.
Yeah, so he booted it. It seemed like the full field.
It was far. But it hit you in the head, and you were like,
smacked me in the head, and I got like a little, like.
We were like grade like 3, and you were huge anyway, because you've always been a big guy, so I'm small. Anyways, back to the story.
And so I got hit in the head.
Well, let me tell.
Okay.
And then, so anyways, we hung out a little bit, and then recess ended, and I was like, hey, Nick, meet me back here next recess. What do you know, folks? Next recess, he doesn't come back, and then I don't see him for like another year.
No,
and
there was like three. It was like 2 years or three. It was like
yeah,
the
it
next
was like
time
a good
Tom
2 years. And I still remember the next year, or like whenever we play hockey, and I go, hey, Nick, where did you ever go that time? Oh, I switched schools. Why would you switch schools?
Because it was my last K, first of all. It was like my second last day. And when he hit me in the head, I ended up spraining my ankle. So after we were done playing, I went to the office and got picked up because I was a little bitch. So I sprained my ankle. Because
you just wanted to go home. But,
yeah.
It ended up, but it was perfect because it was your last day.
It was my second last day. And then the last day, I didn't even go.
So oh, my God.
Next thing you know, I'm back at
ALC. It's the weirdest thing, though. I can't believe we both remember that story because it's actually the funniest thing.
And how long ago was that?
So long ago.
That was like 9 years ago. 9 years ago.
Yeah, and we still remember. And I remember because you never came back. And I waited for like 3 years to ask you wherever you went.
I brought such a good cake on the last day. I did go in, actually. I lied. I went in.
But I probably just didn't see you.
No, I didn't go out for recess, I don't think. It was like a little party, a Nick going away party.
Yeah,
because
I was so. I just.
Clicking your little thing.
I didn't see you, and then somehow you were back. You were gone then. I remembered.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was a throwback Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. We have plenty more. We can use stories like that for all of them. I didn't realize.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So did we want to give Fleeler a try?
Sure.
We have a segment called Leave Message for Fleeler. Our buddy Fleeler never picks up his phone when we call him on the podcast. So we're going to give him another shot. Are we going to do it?
We're
going to give him another shot?
Yeah, we're going to do it. I'll just get the number here. Hold on.
Okay, cool.
Hernan was.
We're
going
to give him a shot. And then if he doesn't, we're going to leave him a nasty message about what his mother does when he's not looking.
How far are we into the podcast so far?
No.
How many minutes so I can...
No, we're not too far. We're like 8 or 9.
Eight or nine.
The most
okay, I'll sit
That's a guess. That's a wild watch. Just be like 4.5 minutes. We're not that far in though, bud.
Anyways, I'll just set it for.
We'll just go till we're done.
Yeah, we'll just go.
We're doing a prank phone call after this, by the way. So stay tuned because there's a prank phone call coming.
Oh yeah, those are funniest.
To the grocery store. I want some piasca.
I'm hoping to start posting. We're hoping to start posting videos on YouTube.
Yeah, we're starting a YouTube channel. Audio clips. It's gonna be called.
Maybe videos if you want because it's funny.
We're not sure what it's gonna be called. We haven't set it up and checked out the name.
We'll make random remix videos of Jimmy's Back to the Basement. Oh, whoops.
Okay. Do you have the number?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready.
Go. 613 447 9387. He told me he was at work till 9, but we're still going to call him anyway because we know he's not going to pick up, so we can leave him a long message. I wish we could talk in the mic.
I know.
Sandy's thing never worked.
Back to the. Come on, Flew.
He probably wants to answer it so bad, but yeah, he's not allowed.
He's a good fellow cleaners right now in Manitowoc, Ontario. Cleaning some shirts.
Hello, folks.
You're still there.
Hello, folks. Yeah, it's Leila. Leave a message.
Okay, here
I'm
we go.
I'm gone. Oh, I'm back.
At the tone.
Are we leaving a message?
Record your message. When you have finished your recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options. To leave a callback number that you can be reached at, press 1.
Wait. Adam, you missed it because you said call at 9. We don't have time for that.
Fleel, we called you. We're doing like a mobile podcast from the hospital. Me and Ed got into a car accident. So we're just calling you to check in. We're recording on our iPhones. Well, neither of us has iPhones, but we're recording a voice memo application.
Don't worry, I just got a couple scratches.
Yeah, Ed just got a little scratch. We got rear-ended, no pun intended, by some guy. And we both of us at the same time. We both got rear-ended at the same time.
Never happened, but...
Yeah, never happened, but it actually did. And so we're good. We're doing good. We just wanted to call you, see how work was treating you. Anyway,
obviously bad because he never answers.
Yeah, obviously you never answer a phone call, so I don't know how many more times we're going to try calling you, Fleur, but you better pick up your phone soon, bud. Okay.
All right, bud.
All right, bud. Okay, bye. That was a good one.
Crazy shit.
That was a fucking good one. Okay, so are we going to do the other prank phone call in case it
goes
on?
What could we call?
Let me explain the context.
Call, folks? I think I'm out.
Just don't touch it.
Well, I'm back. Am I back?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm back. Do you think I'm peeking the mic when I talk like this?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Her name was.
What are we doing exactly? Her name was. Yeah. Michael Kors, another shout out.
Well, I know what we're doing.
We should think of this prank a little heavier. So I'm going to call one of the independent grocers and ask
what
them,
you finna do?
Ask them for something. Ask them to look for something like generic if they have it. And then if they say, yeah, we do, then I ask for something a little bit more complicated. So I have to keep going back and checking.
That's what you do at Best Buy.
Hey, do you have any bath caps?
That's what you do at Best Buy, because they actually do that.
Yeah, it's so
no, they literally check for 5 minutes. Let's call them.
Best Buy?
Yeah.
No, it's because
no, we called them one time and they look for 5 minutes. Independent's not gonna go look. They're just gonna go, oh yeah, we probably have it.
No, let me do it. And you I can get do, transferred around.
You
the
can
sections.
Do whatever you want.
I get transferred around the sections.
You
like
can
shit.
Do whatever you want.
It's gonna be fun.
You can do
can
whatever.
We do that one, please?
You can do whatever you want.
Can we do that one?
Yes.
Okay.
You just said 5 times. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, I thought you were being circus.
I wish we could play the audio clips.
We have the,
dude, I wish we could play the audio clips through the phone so it would go, if you tell my little secret, I'll have to... It's hooked up. We should use a soundboard one time. It'd be way funnier. But someone not that famous, so they don't know.
Okay, well, we don't know how this is going to go. We haven't done a trial, so...
Can we please do a soundboard,
there. Twitch us.
Can we please...
Hello.
Okay, automated. Thank God.
I thought it was real.
Please choose from one of the following options.
From
for produce, press 1.
Nope.
To order a decorated cake from our bakery department, press 3.
Later.
Order a fresh platter from the deli department.
What happened to 2?
They're definitely not fresh.
Speak to someone in our seafood, meat, or service meat department, press 5.
Ooh, it's tempting.
Please hold
We're doing seafood to start.
Nick, what you gonna say?
Just wait. I'm good at these. Remember.
Good evening, meat department.
Hello, can I talk to someone from the fish department, please?
One moment.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, I was wondering what kind of fish you guys have. What kind of fish you guys have? In the fish department.
What kind of fish?
Correct.
Well, we got tilapia. We have Arctic char on sale this week, next week.
Okay, anything else?
Tilapia's on sale this week.
Okay. You have any lobsters?
Any?
Lobsters?
No.
Okay. What about scallops?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
But we have the large ones.
Okay, those are the ones I like.
Okay.
Okay, can you actually transfer me to another department? I have another question.
Okay.
Okay, I need to go to the bakery department, please.
Okay,
thank you.
Apparently, I know, but a bitch are on. Oh, here we go. Oh, boy. How does he come up with this?
Bakery. Hi, is this the bakery department?
Yep.
Hi, I was wondering if you guys have any biscuits.
Baskets?
Sorry?
Baskets?
Biscuits.
Biscuits,
Biscuits. Okay. Hello?
No answer.
Hello? Any biscuits?
They're probably discussing how this...
Do you have any biscuits? Hello?
I don't think we do.
Don't have any kind of biscuits?
We have ones that you can bake yourself.
Okay, what kinds of those?
Like Pillsbury.
Oh!
Yeah.
Do you have any donuts?
I don't think so. We have powdered donuts.
Powdered donuts, huh.
But the small ones.
Okay. Is there a grocery department I could talk to?
1 second.
Okay, thank you. Hello?
Good evening, Robinson.
Hello, is this the grocery department?
Yes.
I was looking for some limonade.
Limonade?
Do you have limonade? It's like lemonade, but it's limonade.
We might.
Would you be able to check for me?
Okay, are you looking for ready mix or powder mix?
Either or is fine.
Either one?
Either one.
Okay, give me a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. Hello?
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 Sorry about the wait. I had to go on the other side of the store.
No, that's fine.
The only limonade we have is frozen concentrate.
Okay, just 1 second. Mario, honey, can you go fetch Mama's wallet, please? Thank you. Sorry, what were you saying?
The only limonade we have is frozen concentrate.
Oh. And you know what company that is?
Minute Maid.
Okay, and is it expensive?
I think it's under $1 a can or just over $1 a can.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I didn't check the price when I was over there.
So I have my credit card ready. Can I buy it right now?
Over the phone?
Yeah.
You'd have to ask somebody up at the front.
But I can't just give you my credit card number?
Oh, I don't deal with cash.
Oh.
I stock the shelves.
Do you know if the store does it?
I have no idea.
Mario, honey, can you go get fetch Mama's wallet, please? Sorry, what was that?
I have no idea if they do it over the phone.
Okay. But you don't do it. That's what you're saying.
I'm in the bakery department right now.
Okay.
Call back. I'll go up to courtesy.
Okay.
And I'll tell them that you're phoning to see if you can put it on your credit card over the phone.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Jack.
Bye.
Okay, we're gonna call back.
Yeah, I hope they answer. Who are we supposed to call the front? She said she'll go tell them.
Yeah, she's gonna go tell them.
They're probably like thinking, no, you can't fucking order.
Yeah, they're probably thinking retarded. This is gonna be.
We have to cut all the other crap.
Hello.
Hello. You've reached.
That was funny. That was good.
Grocer in Manitowoc.
Oh.
In order to serve you better, please choose from. One of the
in order to serve us better, have a goddamn person press answer one. The phone.
To order a decorated cake from our bakery department, press 3. To order a fresh platter from the deli department, press 4.
Nope.
To speak to someone in our seafood, meat, or service meat department,
nope. Already did that.
To reach our receiving desk,
already did that.
6. To contact our administration office, press 7. or press 0 to reach one of our customer service representatives. Thank you, and have a nice day.
And give us 6, you're supposed to call.
No, 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 0. Customer service. Or sp-
she
that's
never
customer
said
service.
That.
Front end, that's customer service.
Say,
no,
my
grocery store.
Robinson.
Hi, I just called a minute ago, and I was wondering if I could buy groceries all over the phone with my credit card.
No.
And why is that?
Pardon me?
Why is that?
I don't know how to do it, and I've never had anyone do it over the phone, or over the phone here.
Is there, like, a manager there that I could talk to?
Not today.
Okay, so what are the ways I could buy groceries then?
You come in.
Yeah, but if I'm not able.
I'm not sure, really.
Okay, so you're saying that I can't pay with a credit card?
Not that I know of.
Okay, would you be able to buy me groceries and then I pay you back?
I have no money on me.
Okay. Okay. Stupid. Where are you located again?
In Manitowoc.
Stupidish.
Where's that again?
Where are you from?
I'm from the Ottawa.
Whereabouts in Ottawa?
Canada.
That's like 20 minutes away from here.
Okay, that's fine. Do you guys have any kind of transportation service?
No.
Okay. 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 All right, that's all.
Okay.
All right, bye!
That's the funniest shit. What is it? Even
all right, bye.
The stupidest thing ever.
Can you pay for can me? I buy with a can you buy for me? I'll pay you back.
Oh my god.
Okay, is that the point we're ending it off?
Is that the, no, we're doing the whole thing. Do you have a transportation service? Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, end it off like the end of the podcast, episode 4.
Oh, worst. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we'll have to put that
prom's
on.
Prom's coming up. We should talk about that a little bit first. Prom's coming up, and this is the sound I'm hearing in my head.
Dun, 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 dun.
Are you excited? I'm excited.
But, yeah, I'm excited.
We're going to spend some time together that night. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a nice little Tim Hortons meal when we're a little bit twisty-tisty.
Yeah. Can we write a rap while we're there?
Write a rap?
Mm.
Yeah, we'll make all videos and, like, podcast reminders of stuff to talk about. Yeah. We can even do a mobile podcast in the hotel room, maybe.
Oh, thank God, maybe.
Okay. Well, you want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the best idea.
I know, that's a pretty cool idea.
Dun, dun, dun,
Ed's just flipped his headphones forward so that it looks like he's wearing X-ray glasses. With,
I guess.
Safety like glasses and earphones. It looks like you're a construction worker that has safety glasses and earphones on. And it's the funniest
thing. Do I not look like Will Smith, like from a futuristic movie?
Will Smythe? No. Wilhelm Schmidt. Okay, well, we're going to end off the podcast here. We appreciate everyone tuning in and listening.
Thank
prank
you.
Phone call was a little dry, but it was still
funny. It was funny.
It was still
it
good.
It wasn't as good as the other one.
No, but we'll do another one.
Ending was funny.
Ending was funny. Because I bet you $100 we know that person.
Yeah, probably.
That works at that store. Like, that's probably like someone we know.
So, that's why it's funny.
Okay, well, anyway, yeah. Thanks,
okay, bye.
Thanks for listening, anyway. Yeah.
Okay.
So, have a good rest of the week. Tomorrow's Friday.
Bingo. It's been a while there, folks.
Bingo. What's the day tonight? I didn't even see it. The 6th? Is that the day? Thursday the 6th. Correcto mundo. All right, peace.
Bye. In an anxious fight of emotions. Lowest moments. Open hopeless. Overdosed on hopeless doses. Fix your broken pieces. I tried to. Was never meaning to tie you down. But the sex we had didn't satisfy my needs to be inside you. Perfect surface with no makeup. Surfing courage with no purpose. Left me hurt.